Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Really excited this week to be joined on the podcast by Aaron Grain of the Washboard Union. Aaron, what's going on, man?
Oh, geez. It's been, I feel like it's deja vu, like a Groundhog Day. But just like, hey, how you doing? Oh, same. You know, how's same as you're doing? It's like almost everyone's doing the same thing, just trying to stay safe and looking forward to when this is over and when they get the vaccine. Hey, I got my first dose the other day.
So how did that go? Did you get chills and aches, or were you fine?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I did get all of those things. In fact, I've still got a lymph node that's like under my armpit that spasms and
So
it's kind of weird. I would see those videos of people sort of, I got the first vaccine, and they go into some sort of like visual spasm and like, but I'm doing okay. And their speech is all
we're okay. It's on it.
Yeah. I thought that was a joke, but it's actually, I got a bit of that.
I'm probably still a few weeks away from getting ours. I think we're into the 50s now. I think if you're 50 or over, you can get one. And I'm 39, so I might squeak in into the 40s. We'll see.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but fortunately, I'm in a hot spot here in Vancouver, a hot little neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So they pushed and bumped up our
good
vaccine dates for.
Right?
For
I mean, that's the danger zones. Never a bad thing at all. So. Did you ever think you were going to miss the other guys from the Washboard Union this much? I mean, you guys used to hang out so much, and now I suppose it's been quite a while since you guys have really done much.
Well, it is true. We've managed to do, like everyone, I guess we've managed to keep sort of connected online via Zoom calls and phone calls. And we are lucky that we live in the same province, so we're able to get, as of late, I guess, as of early this year, we were able to get together and sort of bubble with ourselves and get into the mountains and do writing outdoors, performing outdoors, and sort of little online concerts. We call them Live from the Mountains, which has been really cool to reconnect with the fans. And they're saying that it's helpful for them, but like getting them through hard times and look forward to those events so they can hear music again, even though it's not live, it's live enough. So that's been encouraging.
Do you feel a little guilty there too? Because I mean, yes, the fans are saying it's so good for them, but really it's gotta be therapeutic for you guys as well.
I say that actually the moment we start playing after that, even that first song, I have immediate gratitude for the power that is live music in the air, just hearing harmonies and music in the air. Like you feel it in your skin and in your ears, of course, and you just can feel it in your bones. And that's a real magical feeling that only music and live music can do. So yeah, I've got gratitude every time we get together.
Now I can never remember. Are you bearded? Do you have the Washboard Union beard?
Well, I don't know if I've told you this before, but contractually there's only room for two beards. So we made that early on in the game that there was only room for two beards in this band. So I can't do that.
I was going to Google it because I can never remember. Obviously, I can't see. So I was like, so you're not bearded. So were you tempted at all to grow one, just because it's the pandemic and everyone else is too?
Well, for me, I can't do it. It's just, there's too much itchiness. I know you can get over that fact, and get over that long period, but, sort of on the other side, I've been growing the other hair on my head, which is the top. So, I have not actually cut my hair since the pandemic. It is growing and I will not cut it until I can wave the hair like an 80s sort of hairband, the hair flick.
That right? is great.
it's growing.
I'm a little jealous. I have a receding hairline, but the thing is, when I grow my hair out, it just gets like, it just sticks up all over. So I don't have like, I thought about it. I actually like was like, well, I'm working from home, I might just grow my hair out, but then it doesn't cooperate. I'm with you with the beard though, man. I can't get past everyone says, well, if you get past the few days of itchiness or the week or two, you're golden, but I can't, just can't get past it.
It's just too much. It's too much itchy on the face. Can't do it. I'm reminded of it daily, so or minutely.
All right, I gotta ask you real quick. A lot of artists are coming out now and they're saying, man, when we go back out on tour, we have to get back in tour shape. How did you manage dealing with COVID and the snacking? And like, are you ready to go out on tour? Are you in good tour shape, or is it gonna take some work?
Well, I think the schedule will be something to get used to. Jumping on planes, get into the bus, get into a thing, doing a meeting up with a radio station, then get into a meet and greet and meeting some people, then doing sound check and just the stuff that goes along with the travel logistics of touring will be something to get used to, because it's a little bit more slower paced right now. You know, it's not as easy as just booking your day up and Zoom calls and just sitting in your desk or your downstairs or upstairs or whatever and just doing the calls. I love swimming, so I'm always swimming anyways, and my fitness remains at a certain level. I've got a couple kids which keep me very active anyways, and so I don't really have that need to sort of get back in shape, because I'm kind of there.
So your kids obviously loving spending so much time with you. What have you gotten to do? Like, have you taken on any hobbies with your kids over the last year and a half?
Well, I was never a baseball guy. And my son really got into baseball this last year. And so I've actually taken on an assistant coach.
Okay, you need to describe this to me. What are you just carrying the bats? You can be honest. Are you just carrying the stuff?
You know, I just make sure people's masks are on nice and tight. it's a hard job. There, Charlotte. Someone's got to take those reins, though. And if someone doesn't do it, there's a missing link there.
It's my my favorite sport.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really realize how much fun it is. I remember throwing ball with my dad when I was a kid, and just feeling the thump of the ball in the mitt. And so now I'm doing that with my son, and it feels great just to see him progressing in this last year is unbelievable. The kids pick it up so quickly, and they're right into it. So
now is he going to be a Mariners fan? Is he going to be a Jays fan? What do you think?
Well, you know, we haven't really got into the competitive sort of sports teams like that. He's really into Jackie Robinson right now, so he's a White Sox fan at this point.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's very, that's a really interesting reason to be a White Sox fan. That's cool.
Yeah, right?
Well, keep him on the baseball track, man. I don't know. There's something about it. There's something about baseball. Everyone says it's too long and it's boring, and I'm just like, shut up. That's what makes it awesome. It's, you can put it on and you can listen to it on a summer day or something, and it's just like, you don't have to pay attention the whole time. It's just nice. It's good.
Yeah, something relaxing about it. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for Mom's Day?
Well, we've got a little a beautiful neighborhood here in Vancouver that we live in, and the dads are involved, the moms are super involved, and there's a bunch of kids around here. So we're actually creating a surprise socially distant Mother's Day in the field. So each of the family have their own little pods, and we're going to be collaborating and making a meal for them and having them in the park. Get the kids involved in some games. Can't say that mimosas will not be involved for the parents, but so that's all going to kick off early in the morning. Well, 10 a.m. We can't be starting drinking mimosas too early, right?
No. I mean, they're all moms, you know. It's not like they're so you can take total credit for it, because I don't know anybody else in your neighborhood, but totally your idea, right? Like, awesome job on that.
Thanks. Thank you. We got the time these days to really plan some fun stuff. So it's good to get organized with the dads.
Were you any good at Mother's Day? Were you good at Mother's Day back in the day? I'm like a hanging basket and a few flowers, and that's pretty much it. You know, and hey, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I was never that great at it. Some people are really awesome.
Yeah, Mother's Day has always been a really big thing for me, probably because I grew up with my mom, with a single parent, and so she was really the support figure. She was the one, and when that day came along, it was almost as big, if not bigger, than birthdays or holidays, like, you know, your Christmases or Valentine's Day or something. So it's always been a really big thing for me in my life.
Got a chat about the new single coming off of If She Only Knew. So this one is, what would you say is it like more tempo, fun summer? What do you like if you have to describe this new song that you guys have coming out?
You know, it's really, we thought it was a really good song to release right now because potentially this summer and the next few coming months here, the only vacation or getaway that people are going to be able to do in Canada, at least, is jump in their car, take a little road trip, camping, you know, road trip just somewhere for the day, or even just, you know, a Sunday drive and that kind of thing. So we figured that was a nice, you know, kind of an appropriate and a timely song for that. But the thing about that song is it's also driven in hope. It's this idea that even given this time, that when problems arise, there's also a silver lining to that, and trying to flip the coin on that and not see the problem, but see the opportunity within that. And it might not be visible because you're just clouded and shrouded by the maybe negative connotations. And it's an urge to sort of look on the flip side and be like, well, what is that presenting you? What opportunities down the road? Like opportunity might just be right around the corner or just down the road if you can be open to it and you know, provide gratitude and be open to that idea. So we thought it was also an appropriate song for that right now because we could all use a little bit more hope and search for opportunity that's just around the corner.
And we are going to be able to keep streaming that and listen for it on radio for sure.
Well, thanks, Charles. I appreciate that.
You were talking about road trips. Where's your favorite road trip and spot? When you jump in the car right now with the kids, with the family, do you have a spot where you love to go?
Oh, man, there's a lot around here. For in Vancouver anyways, but there is a particular spot that we love going. I call it Castle Rocks because it's so magical in that sense, but it's at the base of the Chief in Squamish. And you know, whatever, I don't even know, maybe millions of years ago or at least thousands, the mountain fell down and left these house-sized boulders that are all toppled on top of each other. So it creates all these little caves you can walk into.
Oh, that's cool. Be
at the base of a 30-meter rock and crawl up in between other rocks and find yourself on top of that 30-meter rock, but you're also a step away from the ground because it's an incline. So it's this really weird thing that it feels scary for the kids, but it's also pretty safe for a parent. We love going up there. It's only about an hour and a half from where we're at, and it turns into a day trip. You know, you match that with a waterfall that's just down the road, and the kids have had a magical time, and it's a great way to spend.
Yeah, and the kids need that, right? Because I know we get caught up in what we can't do, and I can't even imagine what kids must be going through. So that's great. Send me some texts once in a while about your baseball experiences. Brad from High Valley will often send me little notes about how his kids are doing. So.
Okay, I love it.
I think it's great. So, what position is has he picked a spot yet on the field, or is he going to be a pitcher? What do you think?
Well, he's hard against pitching for some reason, probably because he thinks he can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves back catching and he loves first base. So he's that kind of wants to be in the action and loves batting. So he wants to be in the action,
yeah.
And he's actually a very good thrower. He's a very good catcher. And he's a monster on the bat too. So
well, that's yeah. Because of all the balls you throw to him now. Enjoy that. That's good father son time. Hey, looking forward to seeing how the next single does. And I don't know if you guys are planning anything virtual. Are you doing any more of those mountain concerts? Can we see you play online somewhere? What's the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. We get together once a month, so you can expect us in the first week of June to be providing another Live from the Mountain. At least a couple of them. We like to do a couple in a row just to kind of, some people miss it. And it's also a lot of fun for us. So you can expect something the first week in June.
And when you recorded this new song, was it after the pandemic? Like, did you guys have to do it weird when you guys weren't together? Did you record it in the mountains? What happened with this new single?
Yeah, with the new single, we were actually able to get this in the can before the pandemic. That's the strangest thing about this song is that it was actually one of the very last ones we recorded. And then boom, tornadoes tore apart Nashville. And right after that, the pandemic hit. So wow. We just managed to get everything done before it all hit.
Squeaked in under the wire. Well, I hope your COVID shot symptoms go away. Aaron, thank you very much for doing this. It's always great to catch up and enjoy a mimosa for me on Sunday.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking with you. You always have great questions. Your insight is amazing, and we really appreciate talking to you and your listeners. So thank you for doing all that you do.
Don't tell anybody. I never plan a thing. Like I literally have nothing written down ever. So
this has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.